How to Overcome Evil by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. Today's Bible verse is Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do you realize by doing good, you're defeating evil? Seems pretty simple, doesn't it? Yet many still believe you have to fight evil on its own playing field. Recognize how the enemy of God wants you to play at his level rather than understanding how your simple, loving acts of kindness and compassion throw a wrench into his most devious plans. 1 Peter 2:15 explains, "For it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people." Unlike popular belief, shouting others down or putting them in their place isn't the most effective approach in responding to angry words. Rather, the way to silence tactless talk is through good works. Because of your relationship with God, doing good should come easy too, since a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. Matthew 12:35. Scripture describes how Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, went around doing good. Acts 10:38. As Jesus lived, you are called to do good works. Ephesians 2:10 spells it out, explaining, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Like Jesus went around doing good, God has prepared good things for you to do, setting it all up ahead of time, so all you have to do is follow his lead. In the same way, Galatians 6:10 directs, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers." As 3 John 1:11 urges, "Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God." Likewise, Amos 5:15 urges you to hate evil and love good because, as Proverbs 17:13 explains, "Evil will never leave the house of one who pays back evil for good." By doing good, you follow God's example of kindness and mercy towards you, as described in Titus 3:4 and 5. "But when the kindness and love of our God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.